I'm standing here in between the senior center and the lot that's owned by Southeast Road Builders. The preschool is going to be, is planning to build an extension onto the senior center to house their program. They've been looking for a new place to operate for a while, and this has been in the works for a few months now, adding on to the senior center. There's also a park next to the senior center where kids often play. And right next to the senior center and park to the west is this kind of big empty lot that is used by Southeast Road Builders. But the property owner, Roger Schnabel, for Southeast Road Builders, is concerned about having a preschool next to his property.
And you can bet, with children out there playing, trucks coming in and out, we're going to be the bad guy. We're going to be the guy that doesn't care about kids. We're going to be the people that don't care about what is safety. We're going to be the ones that, you know, are respectful of the children. And I don't want to go there, you know, because that's just out of line.
Schnabel uses the commercial lot as a staging site for industrial equipment and supplies. He's concerned his property rights will be eroded because of safety concerns with the young children next door. He says this already happened when he renewed his land use permit in 2015. The borough imposed a list of conditions. They included prohibiting access off First Avenue in order to mitigate the impacts to the senior center and playground, prohibiting heavy mechanical work, and limiting heavy equipment from idling longer than 20 minutes at the site.
So I said, whatever, I'm not going to make an issue out of this, so we'll just go ahead and accept it, and I have a permit right now that you'll see us conditions on it, but it wasn't right from my way of thinking. It was improper to do that, but I didn't fight it.
Now, with the planned addition of a preschool near his property, Schnabel is speaking up. Planning Chair Rob Goldberg said this situation is a consequence of the fairly open zoning restrictions in the area.
The commercial zone is one of the broadest zones we have. It allows for a lot of different uses, commercial obviously, but it also allows for residential. It allows for things like the senior center and the senior housing and the preschool.
Goldberg and the other planning commissioners were optimistic that the parties could work out a solution. Goldberg said it could be as simple as putting up a fence. Commissioner Heather Lendy suggested they form a committee to talk it over.
As you say, kids and commercial stuff don't necessarily mix in that whole idea of First Avenue, but it might be good to try to hammer it out when we're looking at a map and figuring it out.
The committee will consist of Lendy, Schnabel, and preschool representative Renee Hoffman. They'll try to figure out the best way for a preschool and an industrial lot to be neighbors. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.